work on projects related to the flood, some of the damage related to the flood that happened a few weeks ago, as well as some attention to detail regarding some of the parks to make them a better experience for our residents and our visitors.
That's what happened earlier in the week when about 50 tourism professionals and Grand Valley State University students kicked off their tourism conference by helping clean up Annapawan Park, Fish Ladder Park, as well as Riverside Park. The effort is part of Michigan Cares for Tourism, or MC4T, an organization chartered by Grand Valley's Hospitality and Tourism Management Department, among others. Patty Janes is a GVSU professor and a coordinator of MC4T. She says starting a conference off with volunteerism continues to get them off to a good start.
Because people want to give back. You know, they're interested in volunteering and working alongside colleagues that they don't always have a chance to do this type of effort with. And there's nothing better as walking away feeling like you've made a contribution to a beautiful area or region that has been really good to you.
Jane says they've done this before, and while you might think, what does volunteering have to do with tourism? She says,
we have reaped more benefit from these experiences than we ever thought imaginable. It gives us a stronger sense of pride in our own tourism industry and the state, and we all leave better educated about a destination maybe we didn't know a lot about.
Jane says they also have other events coming up to continue the cleanup and beautification efforts. Grand Valley students have coordinated one on April 4th, and local tourism organizations will also be able to help beautify a number of flower beds in the city come May. Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.